Good evening, and this has been a rare opportunity for millions of us around the world to follow some good news. The birth of a baby in London who will continue the British monarchy. A son born to a thoroughly modern couple, now a family of three. And today, when they exited the hospital in London, the world got its first look. The young prince, just over 24 hours old, took no questions. Luckily, however, while the still photographer snapped away, his parents came forward to talk with reporters.
Well, he's got a good pair of lungs on, that's for sure. He's a big boy, he's quite heavy, but we're still working on a name, so we'll have that as soon as we can. But it's the first time we've seen him, really, so having a proper chance to catch up and see him. Very emotional.
I think any parent, I think, will probably sort of know what this feeling feels like.
Very special. I remind him of his tardiness when he's a bit older. So I know how long you've all been sat out here. So hopefully the hospital and you guys can all go back to normal now and we can look after him. So he's got hurt looks, thankfully.
No.
And with that, the family prepared to leave for their first night at home, which happens to be at Kensington Palace. And be it ever so humble, that's where they are right now. Chris Jansing is also there for us tonight. Chris, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. There is a reason they say there's no place like home, and Prince William largely grew up here. So there must be a certain comfort level in spending the first night at home as a family at Kensington Palace. Having said that, you couldn't be at the introduction of the hospital and not sense that change is in the air.
This is the iconic moment, but these are the most telling. A new mom glowing and showing her post-baby bump in a simple polka dot dress.
I can't believe I was that close to them.
And a first-time dad, toting his baby in a car seat, strapping him in, and sliding behind the wheel, heading for home.
They're fantastic. We love them.
The continuity of two future kings, and yet historic change, captured in the small details of everyday life.
Very, very modern, very, very 21st century, so fresh, and two parents just so proud. Take out the whole of the royal stuff, take out us, take out the Lindo wing. This is just two parents, clearly, absolutely in love with their new baby.
And thoroughly at ease, in front of a cacophony of clicking cameras, joking about the heir's hair.
So she's got way more than me, thank God.
And diaper duty.
Oh, we've done that already.
He's done the first time already.
Will shirt sleeves rolled up, so different from a suited silent Charles when he and Diana introduced Prince William to the world from the same spot 31 years ago. But earlier today, the new grandfather was very much in the spirit of things, joking with the waiting press.
You went a long way.
And knowingly hinting at the answer to the pressing question, when will we see the royal debut?
You wait and see. You'll see in a minute.
And in another modern move, it was Kate's mom and dad, not the royals, who visited first. More elegantly turned out, perhaps, than most grandparents, but predictably proud.
She's absolutely beautiful. They're both doing really well, and we're so thrilled.
The Queen, now a great-grandmother for the third time, was all smiles today, as Britain heralded yesterday's arrival of the 8-pound, 6-ounce baby boy. Westminster Abbey's celebratory chimes. 62 guns firing their approval. And the changing of the guard. But to a different tune today, the British pop classic, Congratulations.
Welcome to the Wonders Royal Baby.
And although His Royal Highness, the Prince of Cambridge, doesn't yet have a name,
so we'll have that as soon as we can.
Was that a wave to the adoring crowd we saw? Maybe there's something to this hereditary thing. The most famous family in the world, and yet in so many ways, very much like us.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see when the name comes. It took about a week for William to be named, about a month for Charles. All of the names that people are betting on are the most familiar names, like George and Albert. We'll see if this thoroughly modern couple extends the changes to their baby's new name. Brian?
Chris Jansing at Kensington Palace tonight after an eventful and happy day across London. Chris, thanks.